Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As you've been hearing this morning, Massachusetts is bracing for a winter storm that could dump as much as a foot of snow south of the Mass Pike in southeastern Mass by the time it ends tonight. Alan Dunham is a National Weather Service meteorologist who joins us now from the office in Taunton. Alan, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
Tell us about the timing of this storm. It's not arriving till around midday.
It's going to be snow be spreading up across the state this morning between 8 o'clock and 11 o'clock. Morning commute, not too bad. As of 6 o'clock, snow just started in southwest Rhode Island, and we'll see the snow continue to move up and spread across the state as the morning progresses.
Tell us about accumulations.
Right now, heaviest accumulations will be south of Boston across Plymouth, Bristol counties back into Rhode Island, where we could see anywhere from 10 to 14 inches. Up in the city itself, a little bit less snow, but not a lot less. Currently looking at totals of about 5 to 9 inches.
To the west of us, Worcester County?
Southern Worcester County, they'll be having 8 to 10 inches. Northern Worcester County, basically north of the Mass Pike, less snow, generally in the area of 4 to 6 inches.
When will the storm be at its most intense? And what does that mean in this case, most intense?
Basically, the worst of the storm will be late afternoon after about 3 o'clock into about 8 to 10 o'clock this evening. During that time, we'll see snowfall rates, especially south of the city, of anywhere of 1, occasionally up to 2 inches of snow an hour. Also, during the afternoon, we'll be seeing the winds increase out of the northeast, gusting to as high as 45 to 50 miles per hour during the late afternoon and into the evening. Higher winds, of course, over the Cape and Islands. Nantucket could even see a gust up to as high as 60 during the overnight hours.
And when should it move out? When will the snowfall be finished?
We're looking for the snow to start coming to an end late evening after around midnight. And by tomorrow morning, when people get up, mostly cloudy skies, but at least won't be snowing. It'll give everybody a chance to dig out.
Okay, Alan, we've had a few small storms in the last few weeks, giving us a coating or in some spots an inch or two, but we haven't had a big storm for several weeks because, as I understand it, there was a big high-pressure system blocking the storms, the big ones, from coming into New England. Does this storm signal a change in the weather pattern? Could we be in line for more storms now?
Well, let's see. Right now we're sitting at the 10th of February. We're in New England, so I'm not going to rule out another snowstorm or two possible between now and the end of winter. But as far as, you know, a major shift in the weather pattern, not really. The difference between this storm and the one that really walloped the Mid-Atlantic is just that this time the storm's just coming a little bit closer. If the track had been a little bit different over the weekend, we could have ended up with what they had down in the Washington, D.C. area. So, I mean, it's not a huge change in the pattern.
Alan Dunham, National Weather Service meteorologist, joining us from the office in Taunton. Thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
All right, no problem. Take care.